Welcome to AM Best Audio.
Nuclear verdicts and legal system abuse are hot topics in the insurance industry, and consumers are largely unaware that huge settlements impact American households, even for those who have no connection to a lawsuit. Munich Re, in conjunction with the American Property Casualty Insurers Association, recently conducted a survey with consumers about issues related to legal system abuse and the need for legislation to make changes. I'm John Weber for AM Best TV. Here to talk more about that poll are Maura Freiwald, head of casualty for Munich Re US, and Jim Whittle, APCI's Vice President, Liability and Counsel. And Jim, starting with you, tell us a little bit about the survey. Who did you talk to, and what were some of the questions that you asked them?
Yeah, thanks for having me, John. And really, we're pleased to have joined with Munich Re in producing this survey. It's actually a Harris poll, and there's about 2,000 Polans who were participated. The questions sort of ran the gamut of people's awareness about legal system abuse. And I think that the results speak for themselves. People are largely concerned about it and largely unaware of precisely how impactful it is.
Maura, what was the purpose of the survey?
Well, the purpose of the survey, John, was to raise awareness among consumers, the insurance industry, and the business community that things need to change. If we don't do anything about this, legal system abuse will lead to higher insurance premiums, financial strain on insurers, and also the depletion of municipal resources. Most consumers don't necessarily know that legal system abuse hits everyone's budget and that the investors, not necessarily the insured parties or the policyholders, are the ones that are making huge profits from these lawsuits or verdicts. This survey shows that consumers want legislators to take action. As nuclear and thermonuclear verdicts continue to escalate, so will risk for insurers and the cost for the policyholders.
Jim, what were some of the findings of the survey?
Sure. Well, I think, some of the highest findings, I think, were that people understand how impactful lawyer advertising is, for example, in terms of both generating demand for more claims and litigation that benefits trial lawyers, obviously. And secondarily, really one of the major takeaways is how little they know about investment in claims themselves that are being pursued against defendants, civil defendants around the country. And finally, I think it was only a third of people who were aware of what we like to call the tort tax. You often hear that referred to amongst members of our community who are examining this issue. $3,600 a year on average across the nation. Only about a third of people are aware of that. And I think when they realize how impactful that is for them personally, it really sharpens their interest and understanding of the issue.
Maura, how big of a problem is legal system abuse, and just how did we get to where we are today?
In the past decade, the insurance and reinsurance industry has used metrics to gain better understanding of the impact of legal system abuse, but it's complex, and the data does not necessarily become readily available. The lines of business that are most impacted by legal system abuse are commercial auto, general liability, including products liability, medical malpractice, professional liability, and D&O. There are several factors that are impacting the reason why we're here today, and public sentiment, the public mistrust of companies, the jury pools that are shifting around the country, and a very well-organized and a very well-funded plaintiff's bar, especially with regards to attorney advertising and third-party litigation funding. Just last week, John, I attended an industry presentation by ATRA, and they reported that in 2023, $2.4 billion were spent on more than 26 million attorney ads. That's 5% more than what they spent in 2022. And with regards to third-party litigation funding, That allows hedge funds or other contributors to fund lawsuits subsidizing litigation costs on behalf of the plaintiffs in exchange for a portion of their judgment or their settlement. The amount of money invested in litigation funding also continues to grow. And in 2022, Westfleet Advisory put out a study where they found 44 founders of that contributed about $3.2 billion of litigation finance, which is a 60% increase from the year prior. So all in all, there's about $13.8 billion in assets under management by litigation funders. Now, there is no evidence that legal system abuse is slowing down in 2023, but there is evidence that the severity is almost uniformly rising. In the 5 years prior to the pandemic, there was a 178 increase in the number of nuclear verdicts, and the median value of those settlements increased by 41%. In the absence of transparency regarding third-party liability litigation funding, the escalation of attorney ads and the uncertainty of the tort system, this just adds complexity to the modeling and the pricing of the casualty lines of business.
Sounds like litigation funding is a lucrative business.
Customize your data experience. BestLink now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company-level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
Jim, what are some of the factors contributing to legal system abuse?
I think that Moore actually covered some of these, but I think I have to emphasize legal advertising. I think that is incredibly important. And just in terms of television advertising, the last year that we saw numbers fully available, we're talking about $1.4 billion being spent simply on TV ads. Over a course of 5 years, $6 billion. And I think it's important to recognize that this is actually a form of reptile theory. The idea really behind this, you have to give the plaintiffs bar a lot of credit here. Beginning in the early 2000s, they started to identify psychological trends and efforts that they would make to try to influence jury decision making. And one of those, and it came out in the famous book it published in 2009, called The Reptile. And it really is about a revolution for the plaintiff's bar in terms of how they prosecute cases. And so what they've done is they've said, these companies are bad. You have to act to protect people. They're relying on a very primitive center of the brain, a fight or flight response, and that plaintiffs need protection. Society needs protection. And so jurors are out there to try to help protect all of us. And this is being applied across the board. When you look at advertising, legal advertising, you can see it as plainly as anything there. They're talking about dangerous drugs, dangerous vehicles, all sorts of danger and how you need to act to protect everyone. And so you've got this sort of synergy that's going on in terms of the theory of the plaintiff's bar and how they behave, and then their application of that across all sorts of issues. Legal advertising, again, reptile theory, jury anchoring, another effort by the trial bar to basically plant a dollar value in the minds of a jury, and it becomes, and there's actually been studies on this, John, that show that that becomes incredibly hard to work against in terms of a defendant and or a civil defendant and their needs in the litigation. They're relying on emotional response, not evidence. We see it in damages, the increase in damages across the board. Phantom damages is a real challenge. And the idea is simple. It's paper damages. There's no actual economic value at stake in some of these. It's simply a medical provider's 10 times their normal rate that they would accept from an insurer, for example. And it can go on and on, these efforts by the bar, the plaintiffs are, I should say, to build up cases, build up demand for litigation, and generally unmoor people's thinking about what the civil justice system ought to be. Litigation financing, medical financing, these again are all things that are driving all of this breakdown in civil justice.
Jim, the results say that an overwhelming majority of the American public wants some form of legal system reforms. So how is the insurance industry taking this message to lawmakers, and on what level, federal or state legislative, where are you looking to make the biggest difference?
We're looking at both, John, and we're working very hard every day to help educate public policymakers about the implications of legal system abuse. We're working in the states and at the federal level, both in the legislative and regulatory space, as well as even in cases. If there's matters that need our input as an industry, we're working to try to educate judicial decision makers as well. So it's a across the board effort. If you're asking about particular topics, litigation financing, medical financing, phantom damages, these are all important issues that we're educating policymakers on simple changes that they can make that can have a real impact. There should be disclosure and discovery of this activity. That's something that the survey results show very strongly, that people want to know. And it makes sense. It's just common sense. It goes to whether or not there's credibility behind a case. And so jurors and individuals and the respondents to the survey, they get it. People understand. If they're given the information, they understand what the implications could be.
In the meantime, Maura, what's the insurance industry doing to combat legal system abuse?
So in order to cope with the situation, the insurance industry needs to continue to be mindful about the limits that they're deploying, managing the exposures by not deploying large capacity, and being proactive about the claims management. The use of data and technology to improve this exposure and the risk modeling to identify claims or legal or underwriting trends early is also incredibly important. But I think what Jim alluded to with regards to preparing the defendants and the witnesses to be more effective when dealing with the plaintiff's bar tactics is key. Conducting mock juries to validate the defense arguments, to strategize or to potentially anticipate some outcomes. That's also incredibly important and has been proven to make a difference. And of course, raise awareness among consumers, the insurance industry, and the business community that change needs to happen.
Thanks, Maura. Jim?
Thanks, John.
Thank you for having us.
As Maura Freiwald, Head of Casualty for Munich Re US, and Jim Whittle, APCI's Vice President, Liability and Counsel. And I'm John Weber for AM Best TV.
Looking to get the attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms to do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by contacting our Advertising Services Business Development Team at 908-882-1706.